Be sure to stay until the end of the episode where you can get a little taste of my music. Quick shout out to my community on Top Music Attorney Instagram. It's amazing how fast we've been growing. If you aren't there, make sure you come and follow, say hi, be part of the community, and I'll see you there. Hey guys, you're listening to the audio version of one of my videos from my Top Music Attorney channel on YouTube. You can check out this video as well as many more on how to crush it in the entertainment industry by going to youtube.com/Top Music Attorney. Now, let's get into the episode. Hi guys, I'm Top Music Attorney Miss Crystal. I'm an entertainment attorney, public speaker, and creator of the Top Music Attorney School for artists and record labels. I'm the owner of Dukes Up Records, and most importantly, I'm an independent artist. Don't forget to subscribe and turn on those bell notifications so you don't miss my weekly videos giving you my best tips on the music business, industry news updates, and teaching you how to stay legally protected. So apparently now, TuneCore is threatening me. A few weeks ago, we brought this to you guys, and our client was very nice in that he said we could chat about this and just kind of get your guys' take. And so we just kind of explained in our first video, Dear TuneCore, and just took you through the situation. It was all just very, very factual. The timeline, the oddities of things that had happened, because we go, the whole thing just arose out of alleged streaming fraud. And from the streaming fraud then resulted in our client getting kicked out of his account, getting blocked, and not being able to access his royalties. And so then, because there were like tens of thousands of dollars in dispute here, resulted in him having a little chat with me, you know, and hiring me. And we'll reach out to these distributors, and typically we get the funds released, we get accounts, you know, unlocked. Sometimes even the client can get the music reinstated, but at a minimum, just to get the funds, because the bottom line in our position always is that music distributors cannot just take your royalties, particularly if they don't have any kind of damage. Okay, so just meaning we know Spotify is now going to be imposing sanctions. And so, you know, if a distributor got sanctioned because you legitimately were doing something naughty, they get some kind of sanction. And so they have in their terms of service, which is the contract that you sign when you get on their platform, and they're like, we're going to pay our attorney's fees and we're going to pay for all stuff out of your royalties, that would be lawful. That's okay. And so the issue that we took with TuneCore is we go, you know, there's like tens of thousands of dollars here. There were no sanctions whatsoever from Spotify, at least that you told us or that you could prove or that anything. And we go, so for all those reasons, you just have to release the money. It's like, if you say our client or, you know, is a fraudster and all these things, kick him off the platform. Like, that's totally your call. This is a private company. And then just the oddity in the situation that caused so much frustration was that it ended up becoming not about the law. It became not about anything other than this ethical position that TuneCore took. And, you know, they were just blatantly insulting our client, even from the first call, but it just got worse and worse as this continued, to where, you know, they were just, you know, saying things like, you know, our client's a scumbag and he's not a real artist. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? Not a real artist? What does that mean? Is it because you've listened to his music and you think it's terrible? Like, first of all, that's rude. But second of all, who are you to make that judgment call? Setting that aside, we got to this point where they dug in their heels so much. And at some point you have to be like, okay, basically we have to move forward and sue. Be like, you can't keep my royalties and we're going to sue the pants off of you to get them. And that sucks. And that's going to be really expensive. But we tried one more thing before we did that. And that one more thing was to just be like, okay, so it seems like you're just saying that you don't like our artist. Okay. And this seems very personal, but, you know, to the extent that we can show that he's a real artist, like, is that going to make a difference? Because, you know, up until this point, they had said, we're seeing all this streaming fraud and these numbers are super inflated and all this stuff. And we're like, okay, well, because you haven't actually provided anything, you've just said these things to us on phone calls. If we can show you he's a real artist with just stuff like showing his Instagram and his music releases and his following and his YouTube channel, and that he spent, and we showed you guys on our first video, that he spent $25,000 on Facebook ads, which those of you who do advertising know, $25,000 can get you a lot. And in fact, we showed you, like, look at the 20 million people that actually saw his advertisements. Look at the 190 million impressions that he got. We provided all of this stuff. And it was because they led us to believe that this would make a difference. They would maybe release his royalties, even in part, even if they just released a portion of it. So in the spirit of just trying to get this done, without having it escalate any further, we went through all of this. And then when we followed up, you know, because they just became non-responsive and all this. Finally followed up, and the response was just the same as the beginning, like nothing had changed. And so we're like, okie dokie. It was at just this critical point where I'm just like so unbelievably fed up, which is when I brought it to you guys. I've been extremely factual about everything thus far, and I haven't made up anything. I haven't put words that aren't truthful out. In any case, the last update was, all right, so we sent basically the final letter, which is, we've brought this even to our platform. We're receiving a lot of information from other people who have kind of had a similar experience. But anyway, that's you know, neither here nor there. I took you guys through the letter. I showed you what I wrote. And then, you know, with our letter, we said, here's our complaint. We had drafted it, okay, to be filed in New York. And we had a New York attorney draft this. And we go, there's even conversation right now of making this a class action. So we all come together for all of you people who have been affected by TuneCore and have a claim. And we could potentially get class certification. And we just brought this all to TuneCore. We go, look, this still doesn't need to escalate. This still doesn't need to happen. So we're just a final attempt to bring it to the table and all this stuff. To our credit, they did respond eventually. And you know, they were like, we need to talk to more people. It sounded like maybe they were bringing in outside counsel and all this stuff. So they were taking it seriously at that point, if they hadn't been previously. So anyway, after they had these big conversations, we got a response. And I'm going to show you that response. And as always, as you guys saw from the prior things that I've shown you, I have redacted sensitive information, but just so you can just see everything is super legit. So the email came from someone at TuneCore in the legal department, and then was sent to me, hello, Crystal. Before addressing the contents of your letter and the draft of your complaint you sent, I want to put in writing the statistical data we have gathered with respect to your client's numerous TuneCore accounts. So there was more than one account. And part of our whole kind of discussion throughout this had been with respect to this data that you're talking about, you still haven't shown us anything. So what was important here is they go, okay, we're putting it in writing. I'm like, ah, finally, they're going to show us like screenshots, give us some kind of information. Great. In regards to the accounts, here's the additional information that we recently were provided by our DSP partners, so the digital service provider partners. First, as I mentioned to you and your associate during our phone calls, there's significant evidence of streaming manipulation by your client in connection with his accounts. Digital streaming generally align with the market share of the particular DSPs in which the territory that it's in and the recordings are available. So he goes on to say, basically, for example, so if a DSP like Spotify has a 30% market share of the digital distribution market, you can expect approximately 30% of the streams to come from that DSP. So similarly, with respect to territories, streams align, the percentage of the share should just be, you know, basically equal amount to the worldwide market. I don't have a problem with any of this. Okie dokie. While there may be variations for accounts with very few streams, as artists generate more and more streams, their streaming patterns get closer and closer to these market shares. Using Amazon Music as an example, note that during the third quarter of 2023, Amazon Music had a market share of approximately 11.1%. Okay, we're making a little note about that. While other sources may vary slightly, if streams were legitimate, one would expect stream patterns to be closely matched to the market shares as their, you know, as that pertains to your client. So he went on to write out information, which I've redacted again because, you know, this client's private information, but he basically was challenging. He said, we have more than normal. And that's what it was. And he's like, for this, you know, for this one, it's this percentage. If it's this one, it's this percentage. Okay. My problem once again with this is that you were just saying something. We have provided actual evidence, real screenshots from real accounts showing real stuff. And for a distributor just to say, you know, we're not going to provide you anything and we're just going to say something in an email, I have a problem with that. That's not how it works. That definitely is not how it works when we actually get into litigation. I am a litigation attorney. And when you get into real litigation, the parties, both sides, have to show their stuff. It is required. And if you don't, to prove your case, to prove your position, you can get sanctioned by the court. So, you know, in pre-litigation efforts, which is what this is, they don't have to disclose anything, right? We can't force them. It's troubling to me that they're going to make the threats that we're about to go through and read, and they still haven't provided anything other than words in an email. In addition to the data which was communicated to you and or your associate during our calls, and in further response to your request, our team reached out to Amazon. All right, so they've reached out to one DSP. All right, wow. Who provided us with the following analysis of the recordings that were distributed from your client's account. Okay, so they copied and pasted, allegedly, copy and pasted what this is. We can take this as true. I don't know that it's true. Who is this from? Where is the email? Where is the date to legitimize this? But let's go ahead and read it. What did they say? Quote, yes, confirmed streams from these tracks were deemed stream fraud. Looking back a year, okay, so apparently this was recent, right? Looking back a year, why are you looking back a year? The original takedowns were in 2020 and 2021. Looking back a year, we found most of the stream fraud in February and March of 2023. What? And since then, there are insignificant total streams for these tracks. Some high-level insights observed are high volume streaming across very small customer base. Most of the tracks were listened to by one customer. For example, this track had these many streams in February 15th. What? By, you know, and it just the average of these streams and the customers per day, it just isn't humanly possible if the customer listened to the full song. Thus, as a result of the aforementioned statistical data and the information provided by no less than two major DSPs, there's no rational explanation for the streaming patterns of your clients' accounts other than streaming manipulation. So it gets better. All right, we're not done with this. But I just do, you know, I want to highlight again, the lack of providing actual evidence, the lack of even providing a screenshot of this alleged email that they got from Amazon, but even like what's in it. Substantively, I go, okie dokie, so the takedowns happened and the royalties that we're seeking from 2020 and 2021, and then you're like, it looks like he hasn't gotten any streams in the last year. Well, no kidding. He got blocked out of his accounts. And as far as I understand, the music is no longer available as of many years. So you're right. And to the extent there's any earnings, I'm like, okay. So it's tough for me as the attorney on this side, for all these reasons, for this to be the response. And we're not done. So let's go back. Now, to address the content of your letter and your assertion of the exhaustive evidence affirming your client's status as a legitimate artist. Because if you guys remember, I went through the letter that I wrote and I said, we provided exhaustive evidence affirming our client's status as a legitimate artist, right? And so all the stuff that I showed you guys that we had provided to them, right? Which somehow was supposed to make a difference and get, you know, the royalties released. The content of your client's music and the effort involved in its creation or lack thereof. The content of your client's music and the effort involved or the lack thereof. He's even like, they're even being insulting in their email. It's one factor in our determination that the client was engaged in streaming fraud based on the overwhelming factual evidence available to us. The overwhelming factual evidence available to us. Wow, it would be so cool if it could be available to everyone. I'm just saying. This further is evidence of streaming manipulation. Again, to the whole, like, you know, just taking them at face value and the proof he's a legitimate artist. Okie dokie, here's the proof. Well, that doesn't matter because he committed streaming fraud. And then what I've said numerous times, and I go like to villainize artists who engaged or have ever engaged, apparently years ago, right? Have ever engaged in streaming fraud because they were trying to legitimize what they were doing, which is how I take it. I'm like, an artist just wants to release something and be like, hey, like 5,000 people listen to it. I'm not a loser and I'm not a failure. It's not good. I'm always going to tell you guys, don't do it. You're destroying your algorithm. Like, it only hurts you. But I understand why people do this. And a part of this fight is not like for one way or another on streaming manipulation. But the fight here is in just in regards to a middleman who's going to take royalties because of terms of service, which my understanding of New York law, my interpretation of all, you know, everything that I've read is that they can't. And I think that if they were challenged on this, in an actual lawsuit, they would lose on this. All right, but anyway, we're not done. In the whole, the content of your client's music and the effort involved or lack thereof, they just really want to say just like what a terrible human our client is and what a terrible artist he is. It's just like shocking to me. Ever dream of getting your music into TV, film, and games? Well, it's easier than you think. And here's what I put together for you. A music library database of 90 plus music libraries, email templates, and a license agreement, all so it's done for you. Go to topmusicattorney.com for sync licensing made easy. All right, so based on the overwhelming evidence, you know, this is evidence of streaming manipulation. I would also like to point out that while gathering and compiling the above information, I was alerted to the fact that you have been using this matter to generate content for your YouTube channel and social media. Well, yeah, you were alerted because I said so in my letter. It appears that rather than working with us to understand the facts of this matter and whether, in fact, there were fraudulent business practices involved, you instead chose to use our conversations to paint a deliberately misleading and highly distorted version of the facts to your internet audience. It was highly alarming to find an attorney who placed her own online presence over the best interests of her client, particularly when the facts dictate that your client is stealing money from legitimate musicians with legal streaming activity. I place the interests of my client first and foremost above anything else. And the fact that this is happening, and the fact that this is not only happening to my client, but apparently to a lot of artists, to a lot of music producers out there, that's why I brought this matter to my internet audience. Particularly when the facts dictate that your client is stealing money from legitimate musicians with legal streaming activity. Going back to my analogy in that first video, which is how the dirty cops, they're enforcing the law, and then they go and just pocket the money themselves. Maybe not an exact one-to-one, but just in the same kind of, if my understanding and interpretation of the law is that what you are doing are penalizing and enforcing impermissible penalties to artists because you're like, hey, you broke the rules on Spotify and no one's proved anything, right? That was the biggest piece here. I go, just because if there's a claim, like their terms of service just say, if there's a claim of streaming fraud or, you know, there's other stuff too. If there's a claim for copyright infringement or trademark infringement or anything, if even a claim happens, we can take your royalties and we can even give it to third parties. And I'm like, whoa, that doesn't sound right. So then when you say that my client is stealing money from legitimate musicians, what are you talking about? His royalties that he had earned, of which you took, but he's a thief? I'm just curious. In this regard, and with respect to the draft complaint, right? Because we added a complaint with our letter, and your threats of filing a complaint against TuneCore, please be advised that we take this matter very seriously and will defend any lawsuit vigorously and to the full extent of the law, including, if needed, filing counterclaims against our client for fraud, as well as seeking attorney's fees and costs. As you are likely aware, counterclaims can result in legal sanctions and penalties for the party filing a frivolous lawsuit. You know, they're right. You can get into trouble for filing a frivolous lawsuit where you do not have legitimate claims and you haven't done proper research and just things like that. That is not what this is. Our client absolutely has a legitimate claim. And in fact, one of the biggest problems that I've taken is that I go, if we're going to point to New York law, which is what controls the terms of service, right, for TuneCore, and we go, well, New York law says that if you just take tens of thousands of dollars of someone else's royalties and they don't actually account for damages that you've suffered, that's an impermissible penalty and you can't do it. So I had said, there's that. TuneCore, what do you think? And the response was literally, this is an ethical issue. Ethically, we will not release the funds. And in fact, they even offered, I'm not making this up, and they even offered and they said, we'll give the funds to a charity of your client's choosing, but we will not give them to him because he's a fraudster. So my issue is you aren't actually addressing the legal parameters around this. But I would love to point out here, they're also now threatening to sue my client if he sues them. So if he goes to enforce his rights and to say, no, you need to give me my royalties, that they're going to turn around and sue him. And they say they'll counterclaim for fraud. So you again, let me just make sure I understand that. The client defrauded TuneCore if he was engaging in streaming manipulation, okay? Let's just pretend, you know, let's take that as truth. That he was making royalties from monies that were coming from music platforms into TuneCore. Nothing that had anything to do with TuneCore. TuneCore was getting its piece either way. And so they're saying that he defrauded TuneCore? No, any claim, if anything, would be from the actual DSP, right? The Spotify, the Amazon, not from them. But here's the thing, nothing could stop them, right? In the United States, anyone can sue, anyone can countersue. And so, you know, again, they're threatening. And so I'm like, TuneCore, so you're not only taking royalties, but threatening artists. And maybe, you know what? They would countersue him for seeking his royalties. But that's not the end. It should also be noted by you and your client that prior to the discovery of your client's fraudulent actions, your client was able to withdraw, and then there's an amount of money that he had been paid from his accounts, a majority of which we believe was strongly attributable to his same fraudulent behavior per TuneCore's terms and conditions, which your client agreed to, quote, so this is the language that they're relying on, quote, any past earnings which are attributable to improper conduct. Anything that is improper conduct will be forfeited. So your earnings will be forfeited and or returned to you as applicable. So they gave themselves a little wiggle room. They're like, yeah, maybe we will give them to you. And then I guess they decided not to in this case. If TuneCore determines in its good faith discretion that your account and recordings have been subject to, involved with, or generated revenue from improper conduct, we reserve all rights to pursue a claim in this regard. What do you mean pursue a claim? What claim? You already took the royalties. Accordingly, your client has no claim for or no valid claims for breach of contract or otherwise in connection with his accounts, and there's no basis for any relief, monetary or otherwise. I disagree. As noted, TuneCore intends to vigorously defend itself against any such accusations. Now, the last part here is my personal favorite. You ready? So as an attorney, I do this all the time, and every once in a while, you know, I get threatened for one reason or another, and sometimes attorneys are just silly, and they will sanction you or will seek sanctions because, you know, you're trying to be a bully, and, you know, things happen. But this is how we conclude this wonderful response. I trust the foregoing response satisfies your letter that the information you now have will prompt an immediate removal of the misleading conduct or content that you have posted concerning TuneCore, including a full retraction thereof. Should a removal and retraction not occur, TuneCore reserves all right in connection therewith. Everything that I've said, all the videos that I've released about TuneCore, they're alleging, contains false information, and it doesn't. And just so you guys know, in, you know, the spirit of, like, you know, what claims could they bring against me, the best defense to defamation, because maybe I'm not making them look so good, not saying that's the case, but a claim of defamation and the defense to that is the truth. All I have done thus far is 100% tell the truth, and I've shown literally what I have written the responses. I have, you know, talked you through it. And so for them to, you know, obviously threaten me now, I don't know if that's because they're scared, but they're saying I need to not only delete all of the content that I've posted about this, just to bring information to you guys, just to help you in what you're doing and to help lead you through this kind of situation if you're dealing with it. So they want me to take it all down, and they also want me to provide a retraction. So what would that be? So my next video, I have like the best thumbnail. Sorry, TuneCore, .. Guys, turns out I was wrong. Turns out I just have to take everything back. I mean, what are you expecting me to say? Should a removal and retraction not occur, TuneCore reserves all rights in connection therewith. Which basically means, like, we reserve the right to sue the pants off of you. We reserve the right to seek an injunction and ask a court to make you stop. But I haven't said anything that is not 100% the truth, and it's not my fault. And I won't say who. And I've been very careful not to say who, not for out of, you know, a sense of protecting myself, but just as a professional courtesy when you have people who work on behalf of companies. So TuneCore, generally speaking, the fact that they would get on a phone call with me and call my client a scumbag, their word, not mine, that this is an ethical issue, their words, not mine, and that this is the basis of them taking this position, they've driven this to where it was. Quite frankly, they could have just responded to the letter and be like, your client sucks. Like, we still don't agree with any of this stuff. Taking, again, everything that they're saying is true, but they haven't provided evidence. They've just now put stuff in quotation marks and been like, we got this from the DSPs. What? It doesn't look like that. This is all this the super secret sauce information that we know, and we just can't share it with you. Well, if this does escalate to a lawsuit, you will share it because you're required to disclose everything related to the claims and defenses of the parties. And it makes more sense to TuneCore to actually countersue our client if he moves forward with his lawsuit than to just give him his royalties. Like, that's what they want to do. And they're like, it's a mission. We want to protect the other artists that he's stealing from. What are you talking about? So one thing I wanted to share with you guys from our client, and I said, if there's anything that you can share with the people in regards to this situation, because it sucks, you know, regardless of anything else and what happens from here, this sucks. What do you think? What do you want to say? And he said to share that just don't give up. These things happen, especially if you're an independent artist. You can't allow corporations or people to stand in your way, and things will happen, and you have to have these fights. And by having the fight, sometimes we can implement change. Sometimes we can get loud enough and we can join forces together well enough that we will in fact affect change. And that's why we wanted to truthfully discuss all the things in regards to TuneCore, which we have done. So where we go from here, I would love your guys' comments. I appreciate all of the new people who have come to this channel. I appreciate all of the smart people in the chat who are sharing their perspective on this. I'm so sorry for anyone who's dealing with something similar. It's very frustrating. You're just trying to do your thing. You're just trying to figure out the music business. And then this kind of thing comes along. And so I understand the frustration. And that's why I do Top Music Attorney. You can hire me as a lawyer, all this stuff. But like, Top Music Attorney is about having a way to help people, from the legal stuff to music marketing, to just legitimately help you with your career. Because it feels sometimes like everyone else is trying to take advantage. And for those of you who maybe are with TuneCore, feel free to drop your experiences in the comments. If you guys are interested in checking out a little of what I'm up to musically, just search Miss Crystal on all music platforms. Don't forget to come say hi on social media. I'm definitely the most active on Instagram, and it's always amazing to meet you guys. See you guys on the next one. I'm Miss Crystal.